Welcome to the Learning English Podcasts, produced by the Hellenic American Union. Denise and Vanessa are chatting over a cup of coffee. Listen to their conversation and answer the question that follows about the main idea.
So, how did it go last night?
Please, don't remind me.
That bad.
A complete disaster.
What, was he that unattractive? Not good looking enough.
No, come on, I'm not that shallow.
Then what?
Okay, to begin with, he picked me up in this really cheesy convertible. You know, the kind with the zebra skin seats?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And his CD was blasting. It was so embarrassing.
And where did he take you for dinner?
To this really pretentious restaurant that served small, overpriced portions.
And let me guess, full of wannabes.
Exactly.
Oh, you must have felt so uncomfortable.
To make matters worse, he took the liberty of ordering for me.
Big mistake. You're so picky about your food.
And of course, he ordered a mixed grill and cheese platter.
Didn't you tell him that you're a vegan?
The fact that I'm a vegan didn't seem to make a difference. He just kept on raving about how the restaurant is renowned for its meat and insisted I try it.
Then what happened?
Well, he had no table manners whatsoever. He chewed with his mouth open and talked constantly about himself.
How gross!
I just couldn't stand it anymore. I told him I had a terrible headache and really needed to go home.
Did he buy it?
Yeah, he believed me, but said he wasn't ready to leave and told me there was a taxi stand outside.
I can't believe it.
Oh, believe it. And as I was about to storm out, he had the audacity to ask me to leave money for my share of the food.
Did you?
You must be kidding. I ate nothing. I swear that's the last time I ever let somebody talk me into doing something like this again.
Now answer the following question. What are Vanessa and Denise talking about? They're talking about Vanessa's blind date. Now listen again to the dialogue in parts. After each part, there will be 3 to 4 questions on the details. Part 1.
So, how did it go last night?
Please, don't remind me.
That bad.
A complete disaster.
What, was he that unattractive? Not good looking enough.
No, come on, I'm not that shallow.
Then what?
Okay, to begin with, he picked me up in this really cheesy convertible. You know, the kind with the zebra skin seats?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And his CD was blasting. It was so embarrassing.
And where did he take you for dinner?
To this really pretentious restaurant that served small, overpriced portions.
And let me guess, full of wannabes.
Exactly.
Oh, you must have felt so uncomfortable.
To make matters worse, he took the liberty of ordering for me.
Big mistake. You're so picky about your food.
And of course, he ordered a mixed grill and cheese platter.
Didn't you tell him that you're a vegan?
Now answer some questions. One. Vanessa says,
I'm not that shallow.
When we describe someone as shallow, what do we mean? A shallow person is not interested in the deeper meaning of things. Two. Vanessa says,
he picked me up in this really cheesy convertible.
Did she like the car he picked her up in? No. When something is cheesy, it's in bad style. 3. Denise says,
and let me guess, full of wannabes.
What are wannabes? Wannabes is the short for want to be. Wannabes are the people who are trying to achieve fame and popularity, usually unsuccessfully. 4. Denise says,
you're so picky about your food.
What does picky mean? A picky person is difficult in choosing what they like. Now listen to part two. Part two.
The fact that I'm a vegan didn't seem to make a difference. He just kept on raving about how the restaurant is renowned for its meat and insisted I try it.
Then what happened?
Well, he had no table manners whatsoever. He chewed with his mouth open and talked constantly about himself.
How gross!
I just couldn't stand it anymore. I told him I had a terrible headache and really needed to go home.
Did he buy it?
Yeah, he believed me, but said he wasn't ready to leave and told me there was a taxi stand outside.
I can't believe it.
Oh, believe it. And as I was about to storm out, he had the audacity to ask me to leave money for my share of the food.
Did you?
You must be kidding. I ate nothing. I swear that's the last time I ever let somebody talk me into doing something like this again.
Now answer some questions. One. Vanessa says,
he just kept on raving about how the restaurant is renowned.
What does raving mean? When we rave about something, we talk about it in an enthusiastic way. Two. When Denise says,
how gross!
What does she mean? We use how gross to express disgust. 3. Denise asks,
did he buy it?
What does she mean? Did he buy it is an expression which means, did he believe you? 4. Vanessa says,
I swear that's the last time I ever let somebody talk me into doing something like this again.
What do you do when you talk somebody into doing something? When you talk somebody into doing something, you persuade them to do it. Please visit our site at www.hau.gr to find the transcripts, explanations, and activities.